Well, hello, boys and girls. We are back on Reading with Rick. What a windy day it was today. It's still pretty windy out, isn't it? I look out my window and there's a flagpole there, and that good old American flag is straight out. It's blowing so hard. Matter of fact, I can see two flagpoles from my window, and both flags are really blowing. Do you have a flag in your yard? I bet it's blowing just as hard. Well, did you have a good weekend? I had a really good weekend, and now we're ready for another fun week of reading on Reading with Rick. And I dug through my box of books, and I found another. I like these so much. I found another Berenstain Bears book. And this is a different story than we've read last week, so we're just going to continue right on with the Berenstain Bears. And, well, we know none of the kids are in school right now, don't we? But today, the Berenstain Bears go to school. That's the title of our Berenstain Bears story tonight. The Berenstain Bears go to school. And when we're done with that book, we're going to go with Jack and Annie on the Magic Treehouse again. And tonight, ooh, they're going to the jungle, the Amazon jungle in the afternoon. This one's called The Magic Treehouse Afternoon on the Amazon. And on the cover of that one, Jack and Annie are in a wooden dugout canoe trying to paddle through some fast-moving water. And there's a big alligator there, and there's monkeys in the trees and colorful birds. Wow, that's going to be another exciting story for Jack and Annie, but that's The Magic Treehouse, our second book tonight. But let's get started with The Berenstain Bears Go to School. Well, I have a message. I have to read this first. All right, Maddie Call. How are you tonight, Maddie? They went camping in the backyard and read some Berenstain Bears and Magic Treehouse books. Maddie likes those books, so this is a good night. Hi, Maddie. I miss you. Maddie's a good friend of mine, and she always comes up and gives me a hug and says hi to me at the ball game. So can't wait to see you again, Maddie. We'll get together soon, probably at a baseball game in Buckman. She's a big Billy Goat fan. Okay, here we go with The Berenstain Bears Go to School. When summertime ends and the weather turns cool, most little bears are ready for school. If we look at the schoolhouse, and it's the school is called, it's not called Piers High School, it's called the Bear Country School, and it's red, almost like a barn. And there's the teacher. She's ringing the bell to bring all the kids into the classroom. Some of the kids are sliding down a slide, and others are, looks like they're maybe playing a game of tag, and some are on the swing set, and one little bear is bringing the teacher some flowers. And one little bear is up in the tree. He's reading a book. And the two little bears, the Berenstain Bear kids, they're late for school. They're running up the road carrying their lunch boxes. It had been a wonderful summer for the bear family. They had gone swimming and boating at the lake. They had picnicked in the woods and taken many walks along sunny paths. But now, summer was just about over. There was a nip in the air. The birds were beginning to fly south, and the leaves on the treehouse were changing colors. Yeah, you look up in the sky there in the picture, and Papa Bear is looking up, and there's a whole bunch of geese. Look like they are flying away for the winter. They're headed down south where it's warmer, and there's leaves falling off the trees. And, well, he hasn't brought the dock in yet. That's still out in the pond. He'll have to get busy on that. And Mama Bear is leading the way. Looks like they're just coming back, maybe from their last picnic of the summer, headed back into the house. One evening at supper, Brother Bear said, "I'm getting tired of summer vacation. I think I'm ready to go back to school." "That is good news," said Papa Bear, because school will be starting again very soon. Sister Bear's ears perked up at the word school. Mama Bear noticed. As a matter of fact, she said, Sister and I are going to meet her new teacher tomorrow. This year, Sister would be starting kindergarten, and she wasn't quite sure how she felt about it. They're all seated around the table, and Papa Bear is reading a paper, and you can read the headline. It says, Bear Country School Starting. Sister Bear, she liked being at home with her mother and father, her books and toys, and all her friends. And as Mama Bear tucked her into bed for the night, What will school be like, Mama? She asked at bedtime. You'll find out tomorrow, said Mama, as she tucked Sister in and kissed her good night. The next day, Mama and Sister packed a lunch and took the long walk down the winding dirt road to the Bear Country School. And boy, that is a long, winding road. Over a bridge and around a bunch of little cottages, and there's another bridge to go over as a lake out in the distance feeds a river that is just curving all through the countryside. And finally, they get to the schoolhouse. Handy Bear Gus was up on a ladder fixing the roof. Hello, said Mama. This is Sister Bear. She starts kindergarten next week. We'll be glad to have her, said Gus. Miss Honey Bear is the kindergarten teacher. You'll find her inside. Hello there, said Miss Honey Bear in a loud, jolly voice. Come right in and look around. Sister thought Miss Honey Bear's voice was a little scary, but she let Miss Honey Bear take her hand and lead her into the kindergarten room. And what a big, friendly room. It had yellow curtains and tables and chairs that looked just right for someone's sister's size. How many? See, there's 1, 2, 3, 4 round tables. And around each table are chairs. There's 4 chairs around that table, 4 around that table, 4 around that table, and 3 around that table. So here's some quick math homework for you. 4 plus 4 plus 4 plus 3. 15 chairs. And there's a picture of a cat and a dog on hanging on the wall. And there's a bookcase. And a looks like a board to hang up announcements on it with some pins and a cork. Yeah, that's a really nice kindergarten room. What do you do in kindergarten? Sister asked as they sat down for lunch. We read stories, we sing songs, learn our ABCs, paint pictures, play games, make things out of clay, build with blocks. We do lots of things, said Miss Honey Bear. And they're having their sandwiches while they sit around the table. Those were all things that Sister liked to do, and she had never seen such big jars of paint or such fine blocks. There was even a whole barrel full of clay. School might be fun after all, thought Sister, by the time she and Mama started home. Yeah, Sister Bear was looking in the cupboard at all the different colors of paint, and there were 6 jars of paint in there and a little bucket of brushes there, too. But in the cupboard, there was a jar of red paint, yellow paint, blue paint, purple paint, orange paint, and green paint. When the big morning came, Sister began to worry again. Mama, she said, what if I don't like school? What if I just don't like it? Mama Bear is tying a ribbon in her hair. It's a pink ribbon. And here comes the school bus down the road, too. And Brother Bear is at the top of the steps. He's ready to go. And it says, just then, the big yellow school bus pulled up to the treehouse. Stop worrying, said Brother Bear. School is fun. You'll like it. Now let's get going or we'll miss the bus. And he grabbed her hand and away they went. Every so often the bus stopped and more bears climbed on. Most of them were excited like Brother, but some of the smaller ones were quiet like Sister. As more and more old friends climbed on, they got noisier and noisier, and the smaller ones got quieter. The little bear who sat next to Sister began to look worried, so she smiled at him and held his hand. And now the bus is just full of young bears headed to the first day of school. And at last the bus arrived. The Bear Country School looked very nice. Handy Bear Gus had fixed the roof, and he'd painted the trim, and he'd cut the grass. And Ms. Honey Bear's kindergarten room looked beautiful. Everything was ready. And all the kids are hurrying into the kindergarten room, and they're putting their lunch pails on the bench. And each of the tables is set up, and the blocks there, and the art supplies are set out with paper and paint, and the brushes are all ready to go. Even the clay is ready to go on the table. So it looks like they're going to start the day with art class. Before very long, the kindergartners and a whole gang of them wanted to be the first to play with the blocks. What a commotion! Suddenly, a loud, jolly voice called out, "Story time!" Miss Honey Bear was calling the class to the quieted things down. And there's Miss Honey Bear. She's on a big box of books. It's almost like a bench full of books. And there's a says, "Book Corner." And it looks like each of the bears has a little pillow to sit on, so they're comfortable when they listen to the books and the stories. After the story, Sister tried everything. She painted a picture. She helped build a block city. She made a giant clay dome. And she looked at the books. She ate all of her bread and honey at snack time. And she fell asleep at nap time. When she climbed off the bus with Brother at the end of the day, Sister was the excited one. "Mama, Papa, look what I school today," she said, holding up her painting. And she painted a picture of the bear's treehouse. That's a pretty picture. She's a pretty good artist as the bus goes off to the next house to drop off more kids. A few days later, the weather turned warm again, as it sometimes does in early fall. Brother was restless at breakfast. "I wish it was still summer vacation," he said, "so I wouldn't have to go to school today." "Oh, come on, Brother Bear," said Sister. "School is fun. Let's get going or we'll miss the bus." This time it's Sister that has to take her brother's hand and pull him towards the bus to hurry. Remember, on the first day, the Brother Bear had to pull the little sister to the bus. And again, the bus is all full. On the bus, all the bears were talking about the things they were going to do at school. Soccer practice, science projects, music lessons, all kinds of things. Thought brother, Sister Bear was right. School is fun. And off they went in the big yellow bus to the Bear Country School. And that is the end of that story. So both Brother Bear and Sister Bear found out that going to school. What a great story. I hope you enjoyed that one. We'll be back and have our second story. We go back to the Magic Treehouse with Jack and Annie tonight. And when we do come back, Jack and Annie have an afternoon on the Amazon on Reading with Rick tonight. welcome back to Reading with Rick. And now we get ready for our second book of the night, and we go back with Jack and Annie. And this book is about the Amazon. It says, Jack and Annie are on the run when the magic treehouse whisks them to the Amazon River. They dodge killer ants and vampire bats, and it's not long before they get hopelessly lost. Will they be able to find their way back to the treehouse, or are Jack and Annie stuck in the rainforest forever? Let's find out. Afternoon on the Amazon in the Magic Treehouse by Mary Pope Osborne. A prologue. Remember what I told you? A prologue just kind of sets the scene a little bit for us. Here's the prologue to this one. One summer day in Frog Creek, Pennsylvania, a mysterious treehouse appeared in the woods. 8-year-old Jack and his 7-year-old sister Annie climbed into the treehouse and found it filled with books. Jack and Annie soon discovered that the treehouse was magic. It could take them to the places in the books. All they had to do was point to a picture and wish to go there. Jack and Annie visited the times of dinosaurs, knights, pyramids, pirates, and ninjas. And along the way, they discovered that the treehouse belongs to Morgan Le Fay. Morgan is a magical librarian from the time of King Arthur. She travels through time and space gathering books. In their latest adventure, Night of the Ninjas, Jack and Annie learned that Morgan was under a spell. To free her, Jack and Annie have to find 4 special things. In old Japan, they found the first thing, a moonstone. Now, Jack and Annie are set to set out in search of the second thing in Afternoon on the Amazon. Chapter 1. Where's Peanut? Hurry, Jack, shouted Annie as Annie ran into the Frog Creek woods. Jack followed her. It's still here, Annie called, and Jack caught up with Annie. She stood beside a tall oak tree. Jack looked up. The magic treehouse was shining in the afternoon sunlight. We're coming, Peanut, Annie called, and she grabbed the rope ladder and started up. Jack followed. They climbed and climbed, and finally they climbed into the treehouse. Peanut, said Annie, and Jack took off his backpack and looked around. Sunlight slanted across a stack of books. Books about ninjas, pirates, mummies, knights, and dinosaurs. The letter M shimmered on the wooden floor. M for Morgan Le Fay. I don't think Peanut's here, said Jack. I wonder where she is, said Annie. How do you know Peanut's a she? Asked Jack. I just know it, said Annie. Oh, brother, said Jack. Squeak! Annie laughed. Look, Jack! And a small pink sock was moving across the floor. Yesterday, Annie had turned her sock into a bed for Peanut. Annie picked up the tiny lump. Squeak! A brown and white mouse peeked out of the sock. She looked from Annie to Jack with her big eyes. Jack laughed. Hi, Peanut, he said. Will you help us again today? Asked Annie. In old Japan, Peanut had helped them when they'd gotten lost. We have to find 3 more things for Morgan, said Annie. Jack pushed his glasses into place. First, we have to find a clue that tells us where to begin, he said. Guess what, said Annie. What, said Jack. We don't have to look very far. And she pointed at a corner of the treehouse. In the shadows was an open book. Chapter 2. Big Bugs. Wow, said Jack, picking up the book. The ninja book was opened yesterday, now this one. Who opened them? Jack closed the book and looked at the cover. It showed a picture of a green forest. The trees were very tall and close together. On the cover were the words, The Rainforest. Oh, wow, said Jack. Oh, no, said Annie. What's wrong, said Jack. I learned about the rainforest in school, said Annie. It's filled with big bugs and spiders. I know, said Jack. Half of them have never even been named. It's creepy, said Annie. It's neat, said Jack. He wanted to take lots of notes in the rainforest. Maybe he could even name some unknown bugs. Neat? Yuck, said Annie, and she shivered. I don't get it, said Jack. You weren't afraid of dinosaurs. So? You weren't afraid of the castle guards or the mummy's ghost. So? You weren't afraid of pirates or ninjas. So? You're not afraid of really scary things, but you're afraid of little bugs and spiders. That doesn't make sense. So, Jack sighed. Listen, he said, we have to go there to help Morgan. That's why the book was left open. I know that, said Annie, and she was frowning. Plus, the rainforests are being cut down, said Jack. Don't you want to see one before it's too late? Annie took a deep breath and slowly nodded. Okay, then, let's go, said Jack, and he opened the book again. He pointed to a picture that showed a blue sky, green leaves, and bright flowers. I wish we could go there, he said, and the wind began to blow. Squeak! Stay here, Peanut, said Annie as she put the mouse in her pocket. And the wind picked up and the treehouse started to spin. Jack squeezed his eyes shut. The wind was whistling now. The treehouse was spinning faster and faster. And then everything was still, absolutely still. Wild sounds broke the silence. Screech, buzz, chirp, chirp. Chapter 3. Yikes! Jack opened his eyes. The air was hot and steamy. It looks like we landed in some bushes, said Annie. She was peeking out of the treehouse window. Peanut was peeking out of Annie's pocket. Jack peeked out of the treehouse, too. They had landed in a sea of shiny green leaves. Outside, there were flowers, bright butterflies, and birds, just as in the book. That's strange, said Jack. I wonder why we didn't land in a tree. The way we always do. I don't know, said Annie, but let's hurry and find the thing for Morgan so we can get back home before we meet any big bugs. Wait, this seems weird, said Jack. I don't understand why we landed in bushes. I'd better read about this. Oh, come on, said Annie. We don't even need the ladder. We can just climb out the window. Annie put Peanut in her pocket. She stuck one leg out the window. Wait, Jack grabbed Annie's other leg. And he read from the book, the rainforest is in three layers. Thick treetops, often over 150 feet in the air, make up the top layer. This is called the forest canopy. Below the canopy is the understory, and then the forest floor. Get back in here, cried Jack. We're probably more than 150 feet above the ground in the forest canopy. Yikes, said Annie, and she slipped back into the treehouse. We have to use the ladder, said Jack. He got on his hands and knees. He moved leaves away from the hole in the floor, and he looked down. The ladder seemed to fall between the branches of a giant tree, but Jack couldn't see beyond that. I can't tell what's down there, he said. Be careful. Jack put the rainforest book in his backpack, and then he stepped onto the rope ladder. He started down. Annie followed with Peanut in her pocket. Jack pushed through the leaves. He came to the understory below the canopy. He looked down at the forest floor. It was very far away. Oh, man, whispered Jack. This world was completely different from the one above the treetops. Now that they were out of the sun, it was cooler. It was also damp and very quiet. Jack shivered. It was the spookiest place he had ever seen. Chapter 4. Millions of them. Jack didn't move. He kept staring down at the forest floor. What's wrong? Annie called from above. Jack didn't answer. You don't see any giant spiders, do you? Annie said. Well, no. Jack took a deep breath. We have to keep going, he thought. We have to find the special thing for Morgan. No spiders, nothing scary, Jack called up, and he started down the ladder again. Jack and Annie climbed down through the understory. Finally, they stepped onto the forest floor. Only a few rays of light slanted through the gloom. The trees were very, very tall and very wide. Vines and moss were hanging everywhere, and the ground was covered with dead leaves. Before we do anything, I'd better check the book, said Jack. He pulled out the rainforest book. He found a picture of the dark world under the treetops, and he read, In the rainforest, many living creatures blend in with their surroundings. This is called camouflage. Oh, man, said Jack, and he closed the book and looked around. There's tons of creatures down here. We just can't see them. Really? Whispered Annie. She and Jack peered around at the quiet forest. Jack felt unseen eyes watching them. Let's hurry and find the special thing, whispered Annie. How will we know when we find it? Jack said. I think we'll just know, said Annie, and she headed off through the gloom. Jack followed. They crept between the huge trees and past hanging vines. Annie stopped. Wait, what's that? What's what? Listen, that weird sound. Jack listened. He heard a crackling sound. It sounded like a person walking over leaves. Jack looked around. He didn't see anyone, but the sound got louder. Was it an animal, a giant bug, one that had never been named? And just then the silent forest came alive. Birds took off into the air, frogs hopped over the leaves, and lizards ran up the tree trunks. The weird noise grew louder and louder. Maybe the book explains it, said Jack, and he opened the book and found a picture of different animals running together. He read, "When animals hear a crackling sound, they flee in panic. The sound means that 30 million flesh-eating army ants are marching through the dead leaves." "It's army ants!" cried Jack. "Millions of them!" "Where?" cried Annie. Jack and Annie looked around wildly. "There!" Annie pointed. Army ants, millions and millions of them, were marching over the leaves. "Run to the treehouse!" cried Annie. "Where is it?" said Jack, whirling around. All the trees looked the same. Where was the rope ladder? "Just run!" cried Annie. And Jack and Annie took off. They ran over the dead leaves. They ran between wide tree trunks. And they ran past the hanging vines and mosses. And they climbed over thick roots. Jack saw a clearing ahead. It was filled with sunlight. "That way!" he cried. Jack and Annie hurried toward the light. They pushed their way through the bushes, and they burst onto the bank of a river. They stared at the slow-moving brown water. "Do you think the ants will come this way?" Annie said, panting. "I don't know," said Jack, "but if we wade a few feet into the river, we're safe. The ants won't go into the water. Come on." "Look," said Annie, and she pointed to a big log rocking at the edge of the river. The inside of the log was dug out. "It looks like a canoe," said Jack. He listened to the crackling sound in the distance. "Let's get in it, quick!" Jack shoved the book into his backpack. Then he and Annie carefully climbed into the dugout log. Annie leaned out of it. She pushed away from the bank with her hands. "Wait," said Jack. "We don't have paddles." "Whoops," said Annie, and the canoe started moving slowly down the muddy river. Chapter 5. Pretty Fish. Squeak! Annie patted the little mouse in her pocket. "It's okay, Peanut. The ants can't get us in the river. We're safe," she said. "Maybe safe from the ants," said Jack, "but where is this canoe going?" Jack and Annie stared at the river. Branches spread over the water. Vines and mosses hung down from them. "We'd better look this up," said Jack, and he pulled the rainforest book out of his backpack and flipped through it. Soon, he found a picture of a river, and he read, "The Amazon River stretches over 4,000 miles from the mountains of Peru across Brazil to the Atlantic Ocean. The river basin contains over half of the rainforests in the world." Jack looked at Annie. "We're on the Amazon River," he said. "It's more than 4,000 miles long." "Wow," Annie whispered, and she looked at the river. She trailed her hand through the water. "I have to make some notes," Jack said, and he pulled his notebook out of his pack, and he wrote, "The Amazon rainforest is..." "Jack, look at those pretty fish with the teeth," said Annie. "What?" Jack glanced up from his writing. Annie was pointing at some blue fish swimming near the boat. The fish had red bellies and razor-sharp teeth. "Watch it," cried Jack. "Those aren't pretty fish. They're piranhas. They'll eat anything, even people." "Yikes," whispered Annie. "We'd better get back on shore," said Jack, putting the books in his backpack. "How?" said Annie. "We can't go in the water now. We don't have any paddles." Jack tried to stay calm. We need a plan, he said. Jack stared at the river. The canoe would soon float under some vines. I'll grab a vine, said Jack, and pull us to shore. Good idea, said Annie. As they glided under the branches, Jack stood up. The canoe rocked. He nearly fell out. Balance the canoe, said Jack. Annie leaned to one side. Jack reached. He missed. The canoe floated under more branches. Jack reached for another thick vine, and he grabbed it. The vine was cold and scaly. It wriggled and jerked. Ah! Jack screamed and fell back into the canoe. The vine was alive. It wasn't a vine. It was a long green snake. The snake fell from the tree. It splashed into the water and swam away. Oh, man, said Jack. He and Annie stared in horror at each other. What now? Said Annie, making a face. Well, Jack looked at the river. There were no vines up ahead, but there was a big branch floating on the water. Grab that branch near you, said Jack. Maybe we can use it for a paddle. The canoe floated closer to the branch. Annie reached for it. Suddenly, the branch rose into the air. It was a crocodile. Help! Cried Annie, and she fell back into the canoe. The crocodile opened and closed its huge, long jaws. Then it moved past the canoe and swam up the river. Oh, man, whispered Jack. A screeching sound split the air. Jack and Annie jumped. Help, said Jack. He expected to see another terrible creature. But all he saw was a small brown monkey hanging by its tail from a tree. Chapter 6. Monkey Trouble. Squeak, squeak! Annie poked her head. Peanut poked her head out from Annie's pocket. She seemed to be yelling at the monkey. Don't worry, Peanut, said Annie. He's just a little monkey. He won't hurt us. But suddenly, the monkey grabbed a big red fruit hanging from the tree, and he hurled it at the canoe. Watch it! Shouted Jack. The fruit fell into the water with a splash. The monkey screeched even louder, and he grabbed another fruit. Don't throw things at us, shouted Annie. But the monkey hurled the red fruit right at them. Jack and Annie ducked again, and the fruit splashed into the water. Stop that, Annie shouted. But the monkey only waved his arms and screeched again. Oh, brother, said Jack, I don't believe this. The monkey grabbed a third fruit and hurled it at Jack and Annie. It landed inside the canoe with a thump. Annie grabbed the fruit. She stood up and she threw it back at the monkey. She missed. The canoe rocked, and Annie almost fell out. And the monkey screeched even louder. Go away, Annie shouted. You're the meanest thing in the world. And the monkey stopped screeching. He looked at Annie. Then he swung away into the forest. I think I hurt his feelings, said Annie. Who cares, said Jack. He shouldn't throw things. Uh-oh, said Annie. It's raining now. What? Jack looked up, and a big raindrop hit him right in the eye. Oh, no, I don't believe this, Jack said. What'd you expect, said Annie. It is the rainforest. And a gust of wind blew the canoe. Thunder rolled in the sky. A river's a bad place to be in a storm, said Jack. We have to get back to shore right now. But how, said Annie. We can't wade or swim. The piranhas, the snake, and the crocodile will get us. Screeching split the air again. Oh, no, said Jack. The bratty monkey was back. This time, the monkey was pointing a long stick at the canoe. Jack crouched down. Was the monkey going to hurl the stick at them like a spear? Annie jumped up and faced the monkey. Watch it, he's nuts, said Jack. But the monkey just stared at Annie, and Annie just stared back at him. After a long moment, the monkey seemed to smile, and Annie smiled back. What's going on, said Jack. He wants to help us, Annie said. Help us how, said Jack. The monkey held out the long stick. Annie grabbed the other end. The monkey pulled on the stick, and the canoe started floating toward him. The monkey pulled the canoe all the way to the bank of the river. Chapter 7. Freeze. Jack and Annie jumped out of the canoe. The rain was starting to fall harder. The monkey took off. He swung from tree to tree, heading up the riverbank. He screeched and beckoned to Jack and Annie. He wants us to follow him, said Annie. No, we have to find the special thing, then go home, said Jack. He wants to help us, said Annie, and she took off after the monkey. The two of them vanished into the rainforest. Annie! And thunder shook the sky. Oh, brother, said Jack. He dashed after Annie and the monkey into the dark forest. The forest seemed surprisingly dry. Jack looked up. It was still raining, but the treetops acted like a huge umbrella. Annie, called Jack. Jack, Jack, cried Annie. Where are you? Here. Jack hurried in the direction of Annie's voice. Soon he found the monkey. He was screeching and swinging from a tree. Annie was kneeling on the forest floor. She was playing with an animal that looked like a giant kitten. What's that? Jack said. I don't know, but I love it, said Annie. Annie batted the animal's paws. It had gold fur and black spots. I'd better find out what it is, said Jack. He pulled out the rainforest book and flipped through it. Oh, it's so cute, said Annie. Jack found a picture of an animal with gold fur and black spots, and he read, "The jaguar is the biggest predator in the Western Hemisphere." Forget cute, Jack said. That must be a baby jaguar. It's going to grow up and be the biggest predator in... What's a predator? Asked Annie. Grrrr, and there was a terrible growl, and Jack whirled around. The mother jaguar was coming out from behind a tree. She was creeping over the dead leaves right toward Annie. Freeze, whispered Jack. Annie froze, but the jaguar kept moving slowly toward her. Help, said Jack weakly. Suddenly, the monkey swooped down from his tree, and he grabbed the jaguar's tail. The cat roared and spun around, and Annie jumped up. The monkey pulled the jaguar's tail again, and then he let go and took off, and the jaguar sprang after him. Run, Annie, cried Jack. And Jack and Annie took off through the rainforest, and they ran for their lives. Chapter 8. Vampire Bats? Wait, said Jack, panting. I think we got away. Jack and Annie stopped running and caught their breath. Where are we? Said Jack. Where's the monkey? Said Annie, looking back at the forest. Do you think the jaguar caught him? No, monkeys are fast, said Jack. Of course, jaguars are fast too, Jack thought, but he didn't want to tell Annie that. I hope he's okay, said Annie. Squeak! Peanut peeked out of Annie's pocket. Peanut, I almost forgot you, said Annie. Are you okay? The mouse just stared at Annie with her big eyes. She looks scared, said Jack. Poor Peanut. Poor monkey, said Annie, and she looked around at the forest. We'd better check the book, Jack said. He pulled out the book. He turned the pages, searching for help. He stopped at a picture of a scary creature. Oh, man, what's this? He said, and Jack read the writing below the picture. It said, Vampire bats live in the Amazon rainforest. At night, they quietly bite their victims and suck their blood. Vampire bats, said Jack. He felt faint. Vampire bats, said Annie. Jack nodded. After dark. Annie and Jack looked around. The rainforest seemed to be getting even darker. Yikes, said Annie, and she looked at Jack. Maybe we should go home. Jack nodded. For once, he agreed with her. But what about our mission, said Annie? What about Morgan? We'll come back, said Jack. We'll have to be prepared. So we'll come back tomorrow? Annie asked. Right. Now, which way is the treehouse, said Jack. This way, said Annie, pointing. That way, said Jack, pointing in the opposite direction. They looked at each other. We're lost, they said together. Squeak! Don't worry, Peanut. Annie started to pat the mouse again, but then she stopped. Squeak, squeak, squeak! Jack, I think Peanut wants to help us, said Annie. How? The way she helped us in the time of ninjas. Annie placed the mouse on the leafy forest floor. Take us to the treehouse, Peanut. And the mouse took off. Where'd she go, said Annie. I don't see her. There, said Jack. He pointed to leaves rustling on the ground. A streak of white passed over the leaves. Yes, there, said Annie. Jack and Annie followed the moving leaves. The streak of white appeared and then disappeared. Suddenly, Jack stopped. The forest floor was still. There was no sign of Peanut. Where is she? Asked Jack. He kept staring at the ground. Jack! Jack glanced around. Annie was standing on the other side of a nearby tree. She was pointing up. Jack looked up. The treehouse.
Oh, whew, Jack said softly.
She saved us again, said Annie. She's running up the ladder all by herself. Look. Annie pointed at the rope ladder. Peanut was climbing up one of the ropes.
Let's go, Jack said.
Annie started up the ladder. Then Jack followed. They followed Peanut all the way up to the canopy of the rainforest. Chapter 9. The Thing. Jack and Annie climbed into the treehouse. Peanut was sitting on a stack of books. Annie patted Peanut's little head.
Thanks, she said softly.
I have to write some notes about the rainforest, said Jack. You find the Pennsylvania book. Anne began searching for the Pennsylvania book, the book that always took them home. Jack pulled out his notebook. He'd wanted to take lots of notes here, but all he'd written so far was, the Amazon rainforest is.
It's not here, said Annie.
What? Jack looked up. He glanced around the treehouse. Annie was right. The Pennsylvania book was nowhere in sight.
Was it here before we left home, said Jack?
I don't remember, said Annie.
Oh, man, said Jack, now we can't get back to Frog Creek.
That means we'll be here when the vampire bats come out, said Annie. And something came flying through the treehouse window.
Ah, Jack and Annie hid their heads. Thud!
Something hit the floor. A piece of red fruit. Jack looked up. The monkey was sitting in the window. His head was cocked to one side, and he seemed to be grinning at them.
You're safe, said Annie.
Thanks for saving us, said Jack. The monkey just grinned.
I have just one question, said Annie, and she pointed at the fruit. Why do you keep throwing those at us?
The monkey grabbed the fruit.
No, don't throw it, said Jack, and he ducked.
But the monkey didn't throw the fruit. He held it out to Annie. He moved his lips as if he were trying to say something. Annie stared into the monkey's eyes. He moved his lips again.
Wow, Annie said softly. I understand now.
Understand what? Said Jack.
Annie took the fruit from the monkey.
This is it, she said. The thing we need.
What thing? Said Jack.
One of the special things we're supposed to find for Morgan, Annie said, to free her from the spell.
Are you sure? Said Jack.
Before Annie could answer, Jack saw the Pennsylvania book.
Look, our book, he said, pointing.
We found the thing, and now we can see the book, said Annie.
That's the way it works, remember?
Jack nodded. Now he remembered. The Ninja Master said they wouldn't be able to find the Pennsylvania book until they had found what they were looking for. And the monkey screeched with laughter. Jack and Annie looked at him. He was clapping his hands together. Annie laughed with him.
How did you know to give this to us? She said. Who told you to do that?
The monkey just waved at Jack and Annie, and then he turned and swung away out of the treehouse.
Wait, said Jack, looking out the window, but too late.
The monkey was gone. He'd vanished below the treetops.
Goodbye, called Annie.
A happy screech came from the mysterious world below. Jack sighed. He picked up his notebook again and looked at his writing. The Amazon rainforest is, and he had to write something before they left. He quickly added, amazing. Jack put away his notebook. Annie picked up the Pennsylvania book.
Now it's really time to leave, she said.
She turned to the picture of the Frog Creek woods.
I wish we could go there, she said, pointing at the picture.
And the wind started to blow, and the leaves began to tremble. The treehouse began to spin. It spun faster and faster. And then everything was still, absolutely still. Chapter 10, Halfway There.
Squeak!
Jack opened his eyes. Peanut was on the treehouse windowsill.
We're home, said Annie.
Jack breathed a sigh of relief. Annie held the fruit up to the afternoon light.
What exactly is this? She asked.
Maybe it's in the book, Jack answered. He pulled out the rainforest book. He flipped through the pages, and he came to a picture of the red fruit.
Here it is, he said,
and he read out loud. The mango has a sweet taste like that of a peach.
Mango? Said Annie,
and she brought the fruit close to her lips.
Hey, said Jack, grabbing the mango from her. We have to put it with the moonstone. Jack placed the mango on the M carved into the floor, next to the clear moonstone. Moonstone? Mango? Whispered Annie. It sounded like a spell. We're halfway there, said Jack. Two more to go. Then we can free you, Morgan, Annie called, as if Morgan were nearby. How do you know she can hear you, said Jack. I just feel it, Annie said. Oh, brother, said Jack. He needed more proof than that. Squeak! Peanut was looking at Jack and Annie. We have to leave you now, Jack said to the mouse. Squeak! Can't we take her with us, said Annie. No, said Jack. Mom won't let us keep a mouse in the house. She doesn't like mice, remember? How could anyone not like a mouse, said Annie. Jack smiled. How could anyone not like a spider, he said. That's different. Annie patted Peanut's head. Bye, she said. Wait for us here. We'll be back tomorrow. Jack patted the mouse, too. Bye, Peanut. Thanks for your help, he said. Squeak! Jack put the rainforest book on top of the book about ninjas. Then he pulled on his backpack, and he and Annie left the treehouse. They climbed down the rope ladder. They stepped onto the ground. They started walking through the Frog Creek woods. Leaf shadows danced in the light. A bird called out. These woods are very different from the rainforest, Jack thought. There's no jaguars or army ants here, he said. No little monkeys. You know, that monkey was never being mean, said Annie. He was just trying to give us the mango. I know. Actually, nothing was being mean, said Jack. The army ants were just marching. That's what army ants do. The piranhas were just being piranhas, said Annie. The snake was just being a snake, said Jack. The crocodile was just being a crocodile, said Annie. The jaguar was just taking care of her baby, said Jack. Annie shuddered. I still don't love bugs, she said. You don't have to love them, said Jack. Just leave them alone, and they won't bother you. In fact, that's true about the whole rainforest, Jack thought. Everyone should just leave it all alone. Who cares if the bugs don't have names, he said softly. They know who they are. Jack and Annie stepped out of the Frog Creek woods. They started walking up their street. It was lit with a golden light. Race you, said Annie, and they both took off running. They ran across their yard. They raced up the steps. Safe, they shouted together, tagging their front door. And they made it back home again, didn't they? Jack and Annie, another exciting adventure. This time, to the Amazon rainforest. You know, they never did see those vampire bats, though, did they? I'm glad. I think that would have been the scariest of them all for me. Well, tomorrow night, where do you think they're going to go, Jack and Annie? Oh, the next book. I just pulled it out to look at it, and this will be, I'll give you a little hint here. Here's what it says on the back cover about tomorrow night's Magic Treehouse adventure. Brr, Jack and Annie are in bathing suits when the Magic Treehouse whisks them back to the Ice Age. They meet cave people and woolly mammoths. Will Jack and Annie make it back to the treehouse before they freeze? Or will they be a saber-toothed tiger's dinner? So, we're going back to the Ice Age tomorrow night through the Magic Treehouse with Jack and Annie. What a fun night this was. I hope you enjoyed it, and we'll get ready to go to bed and get ready for a brand new day tomorrow. We'll be back again with you tomorrow night, and we'll read you some more stories on Reading with Rick. You have yourself a very good night tonight. Have sweet dreams and be good tomorrow. We'll see you tomorrow night for more Reading with Rick. Good night, everybody.